Hello and welcome to the Ledger LCJ podcast for today. Today's podcast is sponsored by Central National Bank, LaFleur County's oldest and largest bank. Today is Sunday, November 21st, 2021. This is the 325th day of 2021. There are 40 days left in the year. Class 4A semifinals have been set by the OSSAA. Puddle and Tuttle play at 7 o'clock Friday at Jinx High School, while Clinton and Elk City also play at 7 p.m. Friday at Southwestern. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State won games Saturday to set up a huge Bedlam game and a possible repeat a week later in the Big 12 championship game. Oklahoma State wrapped up its first trip to the Big 12 championship game with a 23-0 win at Texas Tech on Saturday night, completely throttling an offense that hasn't been shut out since 1997. Cowboys have allowed only one offensive touchdown over the last four games, but this was the first shutout in a conference game or on the road since 1995. I don't know what to say, what else to say about the defense, Coach Mike Gundy said. I'm just kind of running out of things to say about them on Saturdays. Hopefully they can just stay the course. For OU, Caleb Williams passed for a touchdown and ran for another. Jalen Redmond returned a fumble for a score. And number 12 Sooners beat Iowa State 28-21 on Saturday as Pat Fields had a last-minute interception to thwart a possible Cyclone go-ahead touchdown. Kennedy Brooks ran for 115 yards for the Sooners, now 10-1 overall, 7-1 in the Big 12, and number 13 in the CFP. Sooners bounced back from a loss at Baylor last week and solidified their chances of reaching the Big 12 title again and winning a seventh straight conference title. They also kept alive slim college football playoff hopes. The Boston Celtics beat the Oklahoma City 111-105 on Saturday night. Lou Dort scored 16 points for Oklahoma City. Josh Giddey had 15 points and 8 rebounds. The Thunder have dropped 4 of the last 5. The Thunder are at Atlanta on Monday night. In weather for Sunday, mostly cloudy skies and cooler in LaFleur County with a chance of rain. High will be 62 degrees with a low of 32. Saturday's high was 67 with a low of 54. Sunrise Sunday was at 6:58 and sunset is at 5:09 today. Average temperatures for November 21st are high of 61, low of 34. Records for the date were high of 75 in 1974. The record low was 19 in 1981. On November 21st, 2020, a year ago, the high was 71 with a low of 36. Delana Deanne Esther, 47 of Hebron, was born January 23, 1974 in Fort Smith, Arkansas, to Ray and Pam Winters Lumen, and passed away surrounded by family November 18, 2021 in Fort Smith. Funeral service is 11 a.m. Monday at Loving's Baptist Church in Hebron. Robert Lee Spoon was born December 24, 1949 and passed away November 18, 2021 in Spiro. Family will hold a private service at a later date. On this date in history, in 1789, North Carolina became the 12th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. 1942, the Alaska Highway was formally opened. 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Air Quality Act. 1973, President Richard Nixon's attorney revealed the existence of an 18.5-minute gap in one of the White House tape recordings related to Watergate. In 1980, 87 people died in a fire at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. In today's birthdays, actor Marlo Thomas is 84, Basketball Hall of Famer Earl Monroe is 77, actor Goldie Hawn is 76, gospel singer Stephen Curtis Chapman is 59, pro and college football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman from Henrietta is 55, Baseball Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. is 52. We ask that you please check out today's newsletter at hebronledger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. We also ask that you please share this with anybody you think might be interested. And if you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at hebronledger.com or call us at 918-653-2425 to get started. We're also trying to increase our subscribers and need your help and support. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at hebronledger.substack.com or the e-edition at hebronledger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. We thank all of you for joining us today and hope you have a great Sunday and a great rest of your weekend, and please come back again tomorrow.